The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for the Eric Metaxas Show. Did you know that Eric has made it onto Santa's naughty list for the past 18 years in a row? Well, if that's okay with you, stick around. Here comes Mr. Big Lump of Coal himself, Eric Metaxas!
We're still here.
Okay, we're still here.
We're still here.
Mike Lindell.
Yes.
I mean, when Mike Lindell... Hey, I'm recording here. Remember Dustin Hoffman? Hey, I'm recording here. When Mike Lindell in this last hour was here, it's so incredible to see the people that gather around to gawk at Mike.
Yeah,
because he's a folk hero.
He is.
He's
like
the Paul Bunyan of pillows.
Exactly, and his blue ox is made out of towels and pillows.
No, his blue ox is made out of Giza cotton.
Ah, yeah,
you
better.
Forgot about
That's
that.
Better. The Giza
cotton. It's like the sheets.
Yeah.
But no, Mike Lindell is just, I love him so much. But there have been, to be at AmFest, it's a lot like NRB, National Religious Broadcasting Convention. So many people are there. So many people that you know. And then the funny thing is people show up that I want to meet them. I want to run up to them
and get a
picture, like with Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, that
but
was amazing.
But then people are coming up to me wanting to get a picture with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get away from me.
Yeah.
No, I
What did you
I
say to
so
Roseanne, by the way? I mean, that's
when people want a picture with me.
Yeah.
They don't realize. They think they're bothering me. I'm like,
right. You're
not bothering me. You bless me like crazy. Roseanne Barr spoke two nights ago, and, you know, it's hard to believe that this woman who was a sort of standard Hollywood liberal has been transformed.
Yeah, yeah.
That she saw basically what happens when you dissent, you know, and it really, well, what can I say is that she saw the light, and I think that she kind of now understands that, you know, Trump's a good guy. He's not a dictator. She understands kind of what's going on. But hearing her talk, it was just fascinating to me to see the transformation of this woman that, you know, I remember in the 90s when she was, like, you know, singing National Anthem and grabbing herself.
Right.
And being vilified by people, you know, across America. She's a different woman.
Yeah, there was sort of a cartoony quality about her.
Yeah.
And I believe our friend Victoria Jackson actually portrayed her famously on Saturday Night Live in a sketch with, who was it? It was her actual boyfriend at the time.
Oh,
no,
I
it was
remember.
Chris Farley as her
you
boyfriend.
You remember all this
It was
stuff.
Chris Farley as her boyfriend.
She worked at SNL.
It was very funny.
In any event, we're at AmFest. Mike Lindell, I want to reiterate the offer that he made, and the reason I'm reiterating it is because it is literally only for today.
Yeah.
For Monday.
It's a
you
Christmas
go to my
saver.
Store or mypillow.com. Use the code Eric. Now here's the literally only for today part. Mike said to me, and he picked up his phone and he called up his people, and there are only three promo codes that get this. Eric is one of them. I'm not going to tell you the others because they're bums.
Yeah, don't use them.
But if you use the promo code Eric literally today, so first he said midnight tonight, Monday. Then he said, well, we'll do it till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. We will do free shipping guaranteed by Christmas. So that's expedited shipping. And he said he, Mike Lindell, and MyPillow will cover those costs.
It was
that's
like,
a big deal
yeah.
for him to say that. It's a big deal for him to offer it to this audience?
He did it on the spot. It was like Commissioner Gordon picking up the bat phone. It felt very important.
It was, if
he got on the horn, the special Mike Bella horn.
But it felt so important that it was scary.
Yeah.
So basically, I want to be clear with my audience that this is literally only for like the 24 hours or whatever until 6 a.m. and then it goes away, because he cannot expedite shipping by Christmas.
Right.
You know, like, but next, in a few days, he can't do that anymore.
And shipping right now is nuts. So the fact that he's guaranteeing that is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
We were trying to get the show banner out here to AmFest, and FedEx couldn't even handle it, you know, so.
Well, yeah, because FedEx does not have Mike Lindell running that company.
That's right.
So anyway, you got to go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Eric. And I'll say it again, all of my books are available at mystore.com, and there's all kinds of great products at mystore.com, and you have to use the code Eric. Please tell your friends, folks. This show needs help. Mike Lindell needs help. So use the promo code Eric. Tell your friends to use the promo code Eric. I also want to say again and again that we are, if you go to metaxastalk.com, you'll see the banner. We're raising funds for Christian Solidarity International. And we're freeing slaves in Sudan. Chris, do you know about this?
I do.
What do you know about it?
Well, I know that, you know, slavery was outlawed in Sudan, but there's a weird loophole where people were sort of stuck, kind of victims of the past oppression, and they're viewed as property by these owners. And so,
think about that.
They're stuck.
Think about that. You're literally, people are enslaved, like right now.
Yeah.
And what you just said was that continuing that was outlawed, but they did not free those who were already enslaved. So this is mostly Christians who are enslaved because they refused to convert to Islam.
Yeah.
So that's the bad news. The good news is that you, if you can hear the sound of my voice, can do something about it. Suzanne and I pitched in. We believe in this. A lot of you have pitched in. But we really do... there are people walking by this booth that challenge me not to guffaw.
There are people dressed as colonial patriots.
A summer soldier right out of Tom Paine's pamphlet, Common Sense, just stumbled wearing a tricorn hat. I'm not making it up.
If we were in Massachusetts, we would have assumed it was a ghost. But here, it's actually a patriot.
But in Phoenix, it's an actual patriot.
Right.
But, and there's Matthew Faraci, who rejects the God of the New Testament. I will not talk to that guy.
Wow.
No, I can only say that about my friends. Well, we were talking about...
CSI.
We were talking about CSI and how you can literally free slaves. Folks, you know, we're sitting here having this conversation, and there are people that are enslaved. I mean, it's kind of like if somebody said you could free a J6 prisoner. Would you do it?
Yeah.
I'd like to think you would. This is that, okay? These are enslaved people, Christians, and you have to go to metaxastalk.com. Every $250 frees a slave and sets them up in a life of freedom. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a very big deal. It's the greatest Christmas gift imaginable. If you give it to a friend, tell a friend, tell a loved one, I did this in your name. And I'll put this out there again. Anybody who gives $15,000, now I know most of you, $250 is a challenge, but there are people who can do $15,000. This is as good a cause as it gets. It's tax deductible, and you are freeing human beings from slavery. We're not making that up. It's not a metaphor. So if anybody can do $15,000, I want to be clear that CSI is communicating with us. And if you'd like to have dinner with me, it could be me and my current wife, Suzanne. It could be just me. It could be me and my producer, Chris Himes. Chris, would you do this?
I would. We could even bring Albin along, too.
We could bring Albin. Or it could be just me. Whatever you want, and you can bring your family. You can bring friends. It could just be, two of you. Whatever it is, I want to make myself available for the evening. I get around the country. We could set it up. We could do it in New York. But if anybody wants to do a really special gift and give the greatest gift, which is freeing slaves, which is an unimaginable thing.
Yeah.
Go to metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner. But I want to exhort everybody to do that. Metaxastalk.com. Metaxastalk.com. We have our guest. I didn't mention this. Coming up in a second, Jack
Posobiec.
Posobiec?
That's how the Polish say it, apparently.
Okay. Jack Posobiec. He's a genius. He's amazing. And I also want to say to people, that our film is coming out. LetterToTheAmericanChurch.com, LetterToTheAmericanChurch.com, LetterToTheAmericanChurch.com. The film is coming out, and we want you to know about it. We want you to. It's going to be launching on Epic TV February 8th, but it's going to be screening in churches. You got to go to LetterToTheAmericanChurch.com.
We'll have some pre-sales for tickets and things like that.
And I will say, before we go to the break, I want everybody to know we are launching a streaming platform called Socrates Plus. It's insane. What we have done with Socrates Plus, there's new shows. I don't have time to talk about it. Go to SocratesInTheCityPlus.com, SocratesInTheCityPlus.com. When we come back, we're talking to Jack.
So big.
Folks, right now in other parts of the world, people's lives are being threatened simply for believing in Jesus. People have been enslaved for their faith. So listeners to this show know that I'm passionate about the work of Christian Solidarity International because they protect and free those who are being persecuted and enslaved for their Christian faith. I've got to thank you for your life-changing generosity for years now. If you've given a CSI through this program, you have played a role in freeing literally thousands of captives. So as we near the end of this year, can I ask you to give once again? Your gift of just $250 will free a woman in Sudan who has been enslaved for years. You can buy a believer's freedom and provide her with food and other supplies necessary to start her new life. Just $250. Maybe you can give more and free more people. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please do it, MetaxasTalk.com. This Christmas, the new film from director George Clooney arrives. It's a rags-to-riches absolute crowd-pleaser based on the number one New York Times best-selling book, the inspirational true story about one of the most difficult sports in the world and the 1936 University of Washington college rowing team that competed for gold at the Summer Games in Berlin will inspire you. This team rowed out of need to eat, need to sleep, and it gave them an edge that captures the power of working together to overcome all odds while rowing for America. They don't make movies like this anymore, and it's filled with wholesome content that makes it the ideal multi-generational movie for the holidays. Joel Edgerton and Callum Turner star in this exciting and incredible story of courage, hard work, and determination, showcasing America at its best. Believe in each other. Believe in the impossible. The Boys in the Boat opens Christmas Day in theaters only. Get tickets now. BoysInTheBoatMovie.com. BoysInTheBoatMovie.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the program. I am a little bit out of it. Why, you ask? Well, let me tell you. I'm at AmFest, and there's so many people here. It's confusing and wonderful at the same time. And I just happen to be sitting next to Jack Posobiec. Can I pronounce it that way?
You could, I suppose. So in English, we usually say Posobiec.
Wait a minute.
In Polish.
Who said anything about English? Posobiec? Jack Posobiec. Ladies and gentlemen, turns out that I'm sitting next to Jack Posobiec.
But Polish, I got to throw the Polish at you. Posobiec.
That's like backward masking.
In Poland, we keep the language deliberately undecipherable to discourage immigration.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
The problem with a guest like you is that I want to talk to you about everything. So
let me ask you a question. I was just looking for a place to sit. I didn't realize this was an interview.
Oh, yeah. It's
But let me just say that, hey, there's Mike Lindell.
Wait, where
folks,
is he?
Folks, use the promo code Eric.
Wait, that's not Lindell.
Mike!
How did you, wait,
Mike!
No, Mike, tell him Pozo is better.
Mike.
Promo code Pozo, number one promo
this
code.
Is,
we have the alliteration, powerful promo code.
Mike, look, the people are going to be getting selfies
with
him.
Oh, wait, it really is there.
For the next...
He really is there.
Yeah, I'm glad
I thought you were doing a thing.
I'm glad people, No, I'm glad people can...
I thought the rubber chicken was coming out. No, Mike Lindell really is right there. There
can,
he is.
Can hear the lunacy.
Can we come on? Can
Mike,
come on?
I don't know. Why not?
Mike, come on. We're live. Let's go.
I have a question.
We're grabbing him.
I have a question. I want my audience to hear this. I wanted my audience to hear this.
Okay, all right.
First of
Mike, I thought he was doing a radio thing. He goes, there's Mike Lindell.
I don't see the chair here.
He really is there. He's really there. It's Mike Lindell, folks.
I want to ask you, on the air, I will ask you on the air.
Yes.
If I let go of you now, can I get you back when I'm done with him? Like,
absolutely.
Where are you going to be?
You can have me back right away when you're done with him.
We got a chair. You want to
stand right here?
20 minutes.
Is a chair right here?
Minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you
hang out here, because I want to talk to you for as long as...
My next thing is at 3 o'clock.
Okay, so I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to try to pretend you're not here.
Does anybody know what time it is?
It's about
12:20.
Eric, I'm all yours.
Okay. All right, so you'll be right here?
That's okay.
Okay.
He doesn't want me
We're
on.
Catching this on the air. You know I do.
It's all
no,
live.
I want to talk
folks.
To you about everything.
Hey, Mike, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We're saying Merry Christmas again.
You might offend somebody.
Right, folks? Are we saying Merry Christmas again? That's right.
How about Jesus is Lord?
How about okay. Christ is Lord? How about
yeah.
that? Christ is King. Jesus is
How
Lord.
How do you say that
Christ
in Polish?
Christ is King.
Okay, don't speak into the microphone. I know you're not new to this. So, Jack, I'm going to ask you some questions. Now that Mike Lindell has stepped away.
It's AmFest, folks.
You and I
know what's going to happen.
Well, no, listen, this is amazing to be here. Yesterday, I had the privilege of meeting Roseanne Barr.
Oh, she's amazing, isn't she?
Unbelievable to see. You talk about an evolution in somebody's life. Somebody who was so attacked that she became, you know, reality-based.
Because a lot of people get attacked by the media. They get lied about. They get, canceled, abused, emotionally abused the way they treated her. Destroyed by Disney, canceled by Disney,
yeah,
Valerie Jarrett,
yeah,
all
yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
They kill her off on the show. You know, they stole her show.
Yeah.
That she made with her blood, sweat, and tears.
No kidding.
That she put her soul into.
Yeah.
They stole it from under her, and that would crush most people. Most people, it would crush them.
And it almost did crush her, but God used it.
But God used it to turn her into, and it's like the phoenix rising from the ashes. And she walks out last night, and if you could see the video, in all white, it's like Gandalf the White, right, returning. And,
you must be Catholic.
Full 100%. And she goes full on scourged earth on the corrupt people in Hollywood that did what they did to her, the lies that they're spreading in the media, the corrupt globalists, endorses Trump. She just goes all in. Just all in.
It was a beautiful thing. It was an honor to meet her. I want to get her on this program. And if she
it's hard to pin down.
Showed up now... I would kick you to the curb, my friend.
I would understand.
As much as I love you, because you are the kind of person that I could talk to you for days. It's a problem, right? It's a problem. Let me ask a question. You said it before, and it's the sort of thing that's on my mind a lot. That the movement,
yes.
The conservative movement,
look at
which
them all.
Has morphed away from, you know, it's no longer, in a sense, the National Review movement of the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. Something
you
has happened to the movement.
You might say the human events movement is coming back.
I don't know. I don't know what to say, but I think it's there's an element of populism.
Yes.
There's an element of nationalism, all in the good sense. The left, the globalist left, has tried to demonize people who would attach themselves to those words. But the faith part.
Yes.
Let's talk about the faith. But you and I are
because
are
this
sawed
is the
off
bedrock,
Jesus
the
freaks.
Bedrock.
We believe in the whole thing. We believe in the bodily resurrection. What do you see happening among conservatives, especially at a place like AmFest?
Look, what I hear,
headed up
what
by
I
our
see,
buddy
and,
Charlie
and,
Kirk.
And we said this. I said this a little bit last night. I've been working on this kind of theory of things, of why this is all happening. Because it's turning point in what Charlie has done, and he brings in the young people. So obviously, Turning Point's main focus is college campuses. You're talking your 18 to 22 year olds.
Yeah.
Then he moves down younger. People don't realize this. Turning Point now has more high school chapters than they do college. There's more.
They're grooming these young children to think in godly ways. That's not right. Disney has to get involved and stop this,
folks. Disney has to get
Disney and Target and Anheuser-Busch need to take a firm stand against grooming these young children to think in godly ways.
And we need, and we found that the main thing, and he also launched Turning Point Faith, and the main message that I've noticed that resonates with these kids, because you have to understand, they're growing up in an era of secular postmodernism. And in secular postmodernism, the ruling, I would say the ruling ideology is what? It's cynicism. Cynical nihilism.
And why? Because if there is no truth,
there's your truth, there's my truth.
Right? But in a human being, because we're all created in God's image and made for him, we cannot bear the lack of truth. So we kind of go into this spiral, which ends in a kind of nihilistic, cynical death spiral.
Because the first drink from the cup of postmodernism is liberating. But the bottom is nihilism.
Nihilism is poison.
It's spiritual poison.
That's it. Listen, it's a joy.
Here's the flip on that. So if all of society is offering, oh, there's this narrative, that narrative, my truth, it's all power structures and you know, vertical and integrated power structures and hierarchies of dominance, and that's all the world is, and one group has power, the men have power, the whites have power, this is power, right? Patriarchy, males, you know, systemic racism, etc. And so people are sick of it, and they know it's wrong. They inherently know it's wrong. And so what are they searching for? They're searching for something beyond postmodernism. And what is beyond postmodernism? It is metamodernism. Metamodernism. Which means you understand modernism, you have heard postmodernism, and you have internalized it, but you reject it. It's a willful rejection.
Right.
In search of, and here's the key, sincerity. Because in a world of cynicism, there is no sincerity in anything.
Correct.
There is no. It's all like shares, retweets.
I'm just
going to
say amen, 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 amen.
And you know where sincerity is found? Sincerity is found in its most purest form in the words of the Holy Bible.
That's crazy talk, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know who this guy is. It's so interesting, and I think that there is a hunger. Well, I think I know. That for the first time in my life, I see a widespread hunger. It wasn't there even a few years ago. People were kind of drifting along. Oh, I'm fine. Suddenly, the bottom falls out,
because
and they're
railing
wondering.
Against, right, you're railing against the power structure. You're railing against the authority. We're against the church. We're against the government. We're against the police. Yeah. We're against the patriarchy. And there's that revolutionary fervor, right? The fervor of youth and all of this. And it feels so wonderful. We're tearing. We're throwing off the shackles. We have the invisible shackles we didn't even know. But suddenly you realize you've torn everything apart, and what are you left with?
Bupkis?
Bupkis. Absolute bupkis.
It's so interesting because we've lived to see it. In other words, we are here now where people that used to be on the other side of things, whether it's Roseanne Barr or Russell Brand or a lot of people, they've been waking up. In other words, the madness and the evil has awakened them. And the movement, in a sense, is growing and growing and growing.
People say to me all the time, they say, how could God allow this? How could God have allowed his enemies to get so much traction, to gain so much force?
Yeah.
And you look at how he's using it.
Yeah.
He's using it to create.
That's right.
What I would call, I guess the only thing you can really call it, is a revival. And a new awakening.
And I would actually say, I do say, and I'll say tonight when I'm on the main stage, I think I'll say it, is that revival is just the beginning. In other words, revival is about salvation.
Yes.
Then the people who have found salvation in Christ, who have turned to God, you know, then what? They don't go straight to heaven.
No.
Now they're supposed to live out their faith, right?
What do I do?
And when you begin to live out your faith, It your faith becomes incarnated into all kinds of things, into works, right?
Precisely.
So you get involved politically, you get involved culturally, you get involved on your school boards, you get involved in the medical world, you get involved everywhere, in the universities. And that's when you get reformation in the deeper sense of reformation.
This is what I say. I say it to Charlie, I say it to everybody. I say, because at the end of my days, at the end of all of it, I know that I'm going to be brought before the throne. We all will.
Yeah.
Right? And the devil's going to be on one side, and my guardian angel is going to be on the other side.
This is called a cliffhanger in show business, folks. Don't go away. You're going to find out what happens, when you come back.
For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their values and their exceptional service. They're an example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and it's why I am proud to partner with them. Starting today, Patriot Mobile is extending their Black Friday deal to the Every Friday Matters deal, and you can get a free smartphone when you switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, our veterans and first responders, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your existing phone, or for a limited time, get a free smartphone from Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. Again, get a free smartphone with promo code FRIDAY76. This is a limited time offer. Join me, make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Metaxas or call 972-PATRIOT. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold can hedge against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool that they've added. Please go check it out today. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Folks, I'm talking to Jack
Posobiec.
He says Posobiec. You might say Posobiec. I don't know what I say, but I'm happy to say Posobiec. Jack, you were just saying something so extraordinary, and I had to cut us off for the break. Say it again. You
it
know
was a
that
great
at
radio
the end,
it was, a great, it was like in those radio serials,
soap
when,
opera.
When,
yeah.
when you know the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
There you go.
And the Indians have just caught them in the ravine.
Yeah.
And they're facing the end of it, and then we had to go to commercial break.
Yeah, the Native Americans are having a mostly peaceful massacre.
We're here in Phoenix.
They're on the verge of a mostly
like
peaceful massacre.
We're on stolen ground, sovereign rights of the whichever tribe.
Okay, so you were saying at the end of.
At the end of my days, I know, and it'll be for all of us, but in my days, I'll be brought before the throne. The throne.
The throne, capital T, of God.
Capital T.
Judgment throne.
Devil's on one side, guardian angel on the other side, and devil's going to be like, boy, do I have a list for you. I got every little thing he's done. You can't possibly let this guy in. And then the angel's going to be there saying, yeah, but, you know, he did some other stuff. It's, you know, some mitigating circumstances, Lord, mitigating circumstances. But God's going to ask me a question. He's going to ask me a question. And he's going to ask all of us this question. And we must be prepared to answer it. Here's what the question is. The question is, I gave you talents. I gave you all the talents I gave you.
It sounds like a Catholic works righteousness doctrine, but I'm going to let it go.
And the question
because I know where you're going with it.
The question is, how did you use them? Did you use them for yourself, or did you use them to bring people to me?
Well, and you also know that if you have faith in Jesus,
did you do nothing?
That's going to make you want to use what God gave you for His purposes.
Precisely.
Unless you have, I feel like I have to say this because, you know, we're going to get bags of mail from people that you're saved by faith in Jesus. But what you're saying, and what I think a lot of the American churches got wrong, is that they don't understand what that means.
If that's true,
you are now going to live your life
precisely
in a completely different way.
Right.
And you are going to use the talents God gave you for His purposes.
No, saved by grace, 100%.
Yes, but I'm saying I want to make that
Catholics
clear.
Catholics do believe that.
No, I know that. That's
you,
why I'm not here arguing.
If you live your life for yourself after that point.
Correct.
Then what do you expect?
Well, but I would actually say it kind of proves that you don't have faith.
correct.
You know what I'm saying? In other words,
when
people
agree.
Say, no, I got faith, I believe, proof is in the pudding.
So show me.
You're now going to...
You will know a tree...
By its fruit.
By its fruit.
And the scripture says, faith without works is dead. I mean,
so
this is literally why I wrote my book, Letter to the American Church, because of this issue we're talking about.
Right, so show me
and,
your
and
fruit.
And it's where the American church has drifted into... this kind of idea that, oh, it's just, I believe, I'm fine, I'm good. It's like, no. You've got to live out your faith.
Mm-mm.
Otherwise, you
Mm-mm.
essentially reveal yourself not
to
have faith.
I gave it the office.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's this mentality that you can just, like, check a box on a form and that's
yeah.
it. I don't think that's good enough. I really don't.
Okay, I want to switch to pure politics.
Yes.
What's going to happen? Why do you think we're having this primary when Trump is so far ahead in the polls? He's the only one that, you know... The satanic hordes are trying to bring him down. It's just fascinating to me that there are people like Ron DeSantis, otherwise wonderful people in my opinion, but who nonetheless have really missed it.
Look, I wish I could be like, you know, in Photoshop they have that stamp tool where you clone one and you stamp all
yeah.
over. Right? I wish I could clone 49 more Governor DeSantis.
Me too. It's exactly
and spread
right.
them across the nation.
Bingo.
You know, and we wouldn't be in these problems.
Bingo.
We wouldn't be in this situation. But the issue is, I think that beyond the candidates themselves, we must look to the sources of financial and political pressure that are supporting them, Wall Street, big business.
Now you're singing my song on a level,
complex,
Jack. I can't even tell
some
you.
Some of which going into the DeSantis super PAC, which,
yeah.
by the way, is falling apart as we speak, falling apart all around us. Their entire upper echelon has resigned. They've all walked away just weeks before the Iowa caucus, which I predicted. Jeff Rowe and
wow,
all the rest
really?
Of them. He resigned, as we're recording this, he resigned last night.
I read that, and I was
and,
that'll be several days ago by the time we hear this.
Nikki
but yeah,
Haley, it is the military-industrial complex.
Oh,
she's
Dick
war.
Cheney and Rumsfeld
it
in
is,
a wig.
It, and these this is the last gasp, I would say, of the party that was.
Thank you.
The party that was.
Thank you.
And the party that never shall be again. Okay, this party, the new. There are three parties in America. And people don't understand that. It's just that MAGA happens to be within the Republican Party. That's actually a third party.
Oh, no, that's exactly right.
And we are currently
that's
organizing
exactly right.
a coup, if you will, or as Media Matters loves when I say this, a great replacement of
oh, I
the
love
neoconservative
it. Oh,
establishment.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Did you hear that? Yeah.
And it's not a theory. It's my
yeah.
agenda.
Well, listen.
If you're going to run one on us, we'll run one
yeah,
on you.
Yeah. No, I look, it's why I love you, Jack. You're fantastic, and I'm thrilled you're here today. And I don't know, am I going to be on your show? Maybe. I think
I
might
we'll.
Be on
I
your
it,
show.
We got my producer. It's
that's
his show.
So,
I just host it.
That's what's, see, that's what I say. This is my producer here, Chris Himes, because it's so, being at AmFest, it's like NRB. It's so chaotic.
Yeah,
There's so many people.
Well, we were doing the opening this morning. And then we're doing it. It's myself, Ava Vlar from the Netherlands
yeah.
was over. And then all of a sudden I turn around and then like Alina Habba's there and she's telling us about the president
yeah.
and
yeah.
the cases. Alina Habba's
well, it's just
here.
Like Mike Lindell wandering by.
Mike Lindell.
He's you know what he is? He's a chaos factory.
He is a chaos
He's a volcano
factory.
Of chaos in
He's
a good
chaos
way.
He's a wizard. Chaos
in a good
wizard.
Way. He is unbelievable.
And
okay.
then speaking of wizards, who did I have yesterday?
I don't know.
The American Shaman.
Oh,
right. You remember him from January 6th.
I got a photo with him. I put it on my Instagram. I wanted to cry when I saw him.
The first interview that he has ever done, he's got the horns on again.
Yeah.
For the first time.
But you know how cool that
the
is
horns,
that?
The face mask. Yeah. And I asked him, I said, yeah. Jake, his name's Jake and Jelly. I said, Jake, you're more than
Wait,
welcome
this is
to be
another
here.
Cliffhanger. Hold on. We're going to find out.
We're doing a cliffhanger.
We're
going to
find
again,
out what
folks.
The QAnon shaman said.
American shaman.
When we, oh, the American shaman.
The
Good.
The media called him that.
Okay.
He never said
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Be right back.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, and each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start
discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever and just in time for Christmas. For a limited time, get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2024, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. And get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com, use code ERIC.
Chestnuts roasting.
Talking to Jack Posobiec. Did I get it?
Nailed it.
Posobiec.
Nailed it.
Jack Posobiec. All right. You were just saying, I mean, this happened to me. This is why when you're at a thing like AmFest, it's like it's lunacy. I was walking into the building yesterday.
Yeah.
And I see the
outside
guy
the Phoenix
with
Convention
the horns.
Center, the police
who they
are
call him
around.
The QAnon shaman.
Yeah.
But he's really just a sweet
he's the American
patriot.
Shaman.
Okay. He's
the
a
American.
Sweet patriot.
Yeah.
And I don't know where he is theologically. I don't know. All I know is one thing. The wicked, wicked government of this country put him in jail
right.
for no stinking reason.
He
that is such
an
offense.
Open door, walked through an open door, was escorted into the Senate
yeah.
by
we all watched the video.
Law enforcement,
we watched
federal
the video.
Law enforcement
yeah.
says a prayer for the protesters and the police officers.
Yeah.
And they put him in jail.
Yeah.
And you know what he said to me, though? This was the first day yesterday. Was the first day that he had the full garb on, the horns, red, white, and blue
yeah.
for patriotism.
Yeah.
And I said, Jake, I know you've done a lot of interviews, but you haven't done anything in the full garb since that day. You haven't put it back on since that day. I said, why did you put it back on? You know what he said to me? He said, Jack, because it's time.
You know something? Honestly, I don't know that I would have brought it up, but I've been thinking about that. When I saw him wearing that, he thought, you know, you're not going to tell me who I am, what
yeah.
I can do. I'm an American.
That's right.
And I'm going to own this.
That's right.
And it's kind
of
like...
He's taking their demonization
yeah.
of him, and he's turning it
there
into
yeah.
something bigger
yeah.
than it ever could have possibly been.
So I got a selfie with him, and I put it on my Instagram. It got... thousands and I don't normally get like 5,000.
We've posted some photos from the event and it has just been
yeah.
exponent. They love him.
Yeah, no,
they
it's unbelievable to me. But I thought to myself,
because
these
Satanists and these evildoers poured energy at him.
Yeah.
But he took that energy,
yeah.
that negative energy, that darkness, and he's repurposed it to light.
It was American Jiu-Jitsu.
It really was.
And you can
see Trump do this. You see Trump do this all the time. He does it right in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
You know, they say, oh, he did it with the dictator thing. You saw
oh,
put
I
all
love
that
it.
Energy,
I
all
love
that negative,
it.
All that negativity. A dictator,
it's
a dictator,
comedy.
An autocrat,
it's comedy.
A dictator. And he turns around and he said, what about for just one day?
Yeah. Yeah. And that triggers
said
them
a few things right.
like crazy.
And then he laughs, and then he correctly identifies American energy independence.
Yeah.
What's that? That's economy. Right?
Yeah.
So getting rid of the economic cartels and the criminals, that's number one.
Yeah.
You said you want to talk
yeah.
politics.
Yeah.
And number two, what did he say?
Yeah.
Border. What's border? That's immigration. That's the cartels. That's all of the people standing between us and correcting our border. Right? And he says, give me one day. Those are the two things I would focus on.
Isn't that amazing? Now, you know, a great man once said, I don't know if you're familiar with this
and
quote.
And he did it in 30 seconds.
Well, that's Trump. He's a
yeah.
genius. That's called... jiu-jitsu. That's
yeah.
what he's doing right now. Somebody once said, I can't think of the man's name, but it's a great quote. He said, everybody was kung fu fighting. And it turns out that that's technically not true. Some people are not kung fu fighting and never were. They're doing jujitsu. So Trump is one of those people.
He's a Jedi master.
He's doing jujitsu. He's not doing kung fu fighting. He's doing jujitsu. And that's, to me, part of what makes him such an amazing candidate is the joy you get in watching them come after him, because we've never seen it. In our lifetimes, we've, you know, the way they went after, let's say, George W. Bush, he was kind of flat-footed and tried to play the game, and he didn't know, because he didn't know.
He tried to be nice.
He didn't know. That's the point.
You know something, Eric, and Charlie said this last night, but it's such a good line. I'm sick of being nice. I want to win.
Well, I don't know that I agree with him theologically, but I guess this is the problem, is that most people know exactly what he means, and he's 100% right, right? In other words, people will interpret that and say, like, oh, so you don't care about how you win, you don't care to...
No, but
that's the point. Is I know Charlie, and I know you, and the point Charlie is that we would Charlie never means, say that.
I'm done with being Mr. Nice Guy.
But nice...
I'm not done with being Mr. Nice Guy.
Here's the
we
issue.
Tried
if I can interpret what you're
years.
Saying, is that it's nice to be nice, but when somebody's coming at you with a baseball bat, you have to not get hit by the baseball bat, and you have to neutralize the attacker.
Oh, please, Mr. Mugger, please.
And
please
in the moment that you're
please
neutralizing the
down.
Man with the baseball bat, the people can say, "But you're not being nice," and you're going to say, "Correct, I'm not being nice.
I will be.
I'm defending
not
myself.
Nice. What can I
say? Am
we're,
fighting.
We're from Philly, so my brother and I, my family, so
yeah,
we have a little bit of a reputation when it comes to the subject of nice.
Well, listen, I just want to say that this, the point you're making, it's why people love Trump. Because Trump says, you know, if you're nice, I'll be nice. And he is.
He is very nice.
And in fact, in some cases, it's crazy to think of it, but he was too nice. He let people into his administration who stabbed him in the back. He was actually trusting and naive in the beginning, right? And but
he
the
opened
point,
the door. He opened the door, and he thought, if I can bring people together, maybe we can do this unity team of team of rivals.
Yes,
that whole thing.
Lincoln. Well, that's what you get for listening to Doris Kearns Goodwin. But in any event, the fact of the matter is, when people came after Trump, he hit back, and that's what the media was not used to. They were used to people, whether it's John McCain or.
Romney.
Don't even bring up that name on this program. We're going to edit that out. Don't even bring it up. But they were not, you know, I write about this in my new book too. It's kind of like when people say, well, we're supposed to be winsome. You're supposed to be winsome when you're supposed to be winsome. But there are times when you're not supposed to be winsome. Elijah, you know, when he was mocking the prophets of Baal, was not being winsome.
Was Christ winsome to the money changers?
Exactly.
Was he being winsome?
Thank you. That was my second point.
Was he being meek?
So that's the point, is that the American
Church...
Did he
politely ask them to leave?
You know what? You're making the point. And the scripture says, be at peace with all men when possible. It says
when possible,
which means there are times
when it's not possible.
People love to
do
this thing.
They take like... They take like a surgeon's scalpel to scripture, and they cut little pieces.
It's like
out,
Thomas Jefferson,
you know, and that Jefferson going in there. Is, you know, government good, philosophy good, theology not so much. And no, it is a whole piece for a reason.
I know your team wants to pull you out of here, but Jack Posobiec, I love you. I love the fact that you are being proud and loud. One of the encouragements of being here is to see people like you, because there's more and more of us speaking the truth. The Lord is with us, and we'll just keep going. Thank you, Jack.
Jingle bells are jingling.
Folks, welcome to the show. You know, at this time of year, we partner with CSI, Christian Solidarity International, to actually free slaves in Sudan. Todd Chapman is with us to talk about it. And Todd, you were saying off the air about the timing with Israel right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking about this morning as I was watching the news. I think all of our eyes have been fixed these recent days on the war that's happening. between Israel and Hamas, but also these, you know, what was going to happen with all of these hostages, with these captives. And thankfully, in the past few days, we've seen some of them begin to be freed. And I couldn't help, Eric, but think that, you know what, there are freedoms of people being that have been enslaved for decades now happening every year. And I'm not minimizing, I'm celebrating actually what's happening in Hamas right now. But the, by the very token that we're rejoicing that these women and these captives have been set free, we also want to remind you that you have an opportunity to participate in freeing people that have been captive for 20, 30 years now in North Sudan. And that's what CSI does every year. So I just think the timing of this is really great. But it was not lost on me that while, you know, the Hamas situation is getting all of this news play, tens of thousands of slaves are freed nearly every year by Christians in another part of the world. And the freedom on both sides is just equally as beautiful. But I just thought that was a good reminder that what we're doing here is absolutely significant. And even though it may not be played out of the mainstream media, God sees what his children are doing, and God rejoices, and he fuels us and funds us to do this work. And so just wanted to offer that as a kind of a different camera angle on what we're inviting our listeners to do today.
That's a good way of putting it. And I have to say, you know, the older you get, the more you realize the mainstream media is a joke. Like, they cover what they cover, and there's right. just an infinity of stuff that they don't cover. They don't cover this. This could be right. in the news every single day. There are people enslaved for years and years and years. Today, in 2023, there are slaves today. And you think the whole world would be talking about what can we do to get them out? This is insane. We can't let this happen in this day and age. Is there anything we can do about it?
Right.
Not a peep. Obviously, on this program, we talk about it because we know about it. And when you know about these things, I hope you talk about them. But I want to encourage my audience. Tell your friends about this. People are thinking, well, you know what? What do I give for Christmas? What do I do? Let me tell you, folks, when you realize that $250 can free a human being from slavery in Sudan, this is a reality. They're living this right now while we're talking on this program, while you're going about your life. They are living in slavery. Hard for us to believe, but it's true. And we're here to tell you that you can do something about it. So I want to remind you, if you go to metaxastalk.com, you can give. There's a banner right at the top of the page, the CSI banner, Christian Solidarity International, right at the top of the page. And you can give, or you can call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. And I want to encourage you folks, you know, speaking about the mainstream media, we are the media. You can take this clip. We put this stuff on Rumble. We will put this on social media. You can send this to your friends. You can tell your friends about this program. Send these programs to your friends. Tell them this is a great Christmas gift, or just send them the link to metaxastalk.com and say, have you seen this for $250? This would be really meaningful for your church to get involved in. There are human beings waiting for us to do something about it, or they're waiting for God to move on the hearts of those who profess faith in him to do something about this. You can be that person. I would dare say it's God's will that we be those people. So you can call 888-253-3522 or just go to metaxastalk.com. Metaxastalk.com. You'll see the information right there. God bless you as you give.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.